We've got to get to the financial report. That's with John Taylor each day at this time from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, and some discussion of some online retailers. John?
Yeah, good morning, Bill. This may be really good news, at least long term, for those of us who maybe buy some things on the Internet from time to time. Yesterday, eBay announces that they're buying a company that most of us have never heard of, a company called GSI Commerce. They're going to pay $2.4 billion in cash and stock. Now, that's a 51% premium before that stock was trading the previous day. Don't you wish you could go back in time one day and buy some of that stock? GSI stock was up almost $10 a share. eBay stock fell $1.36 a share. But the reason behind the acquisition is really interesting. This company that most people have never heard of, what they do is they manage the websites and the inventory and the fulfillment issues for about 180 huge retailers. And so they're buying them, eBay's buying them, primarily so they can compete directly with Amazon. One of the things that this company will be able to do is, since they help manage the inventory levels and websites, et cetera, for these retailers, it means that eBay will be able to offer their customers access to some really huge name brands like Levi Strauss, Toys R Us, General Nutrition Centers, and et cetera. Over the last 5 years or so, many retailers have actually dropped Amazon and quit offering their goods on Amazon because Amazon is offering their own goods right next to these services. For example, Target, Borders, Toys R Us, Circuit Cities have all yanked products from Amazon over the last 5 years because Amazon continues to expand their own line of goods that they sell there. So that will heat up in terms of the blurring of distinction continues to happen between buying in the stores and online retailing. And to take that a bit further, Amazon, unrelated, yesterday made an announcement. I don't really understand what cloud computing is, but I see some of the ads on TV. Amazon says that they're going to start offering an online service. It will allow people to securely buy and store music on the servers of Amazon instead of having to download it to your own hard drives. Top technology, as I referred to, is cloud computing. They say that you will be able to access that music once you buy it and download it there and play it on any Android or Windows or Apple device. Initially, Amazon says they're going to provide customers with 5 gigabytes of free storage, but if you buy any MP3 album, you'll be able to upgrade that to about 20 gigabytes. And so that's going to, of course, be direct competition with Apple's iTunes and iStore. One other thing that happened that's not really unexpected as we continue to talk about mergers and acquisitions. Last week we talked about the Blockbuster deal where AT&T is buying T-Mobile for about $39 billion. And not to be surprised by this, but Sprint and Nextel formally urged the U.S. government to block that acquisition. That's going to put Sprint and Nextel in a very, very tough position of being a much smaller number four place carrier and just can't compete with some of the services offered by T-Mobile and AT&T.
Well, that seems a little destructive to Sprint, but if we look at this eBay and Amazon plan, it looks like really the competition is going to benefit the consumer.
Well, that's what you would think, and it really is interesting how the retailing just continues to change at just the breakneck speed.
Wow. Well, thank you, John.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor of Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call John, get information on your personal finances or ideas that you may have or questions. The number is 479-782-2527, 479-782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.